but I'm devastated by what I've seen here. Mm-hmm. I'm absolutely devastated. And thank you for hosting this. Thank you for doing this.
You see, right before we even open the Dean Center, and this is why we have the Dean Center, educational center, to help us to educate the victims of the hate machine, the propaganda machine. We're having actually a conference here. It's called Gratitude to the Creator, to Allah. That's the whole theme of the conference. And we got people screaming in front. You hear them? What do you think? What are your thoughts, Shay?
What is the other?
So here provoking, right? But we're going to go and give them some...
fruits.
We're going to give them some food. We got some shawarma from some water.
Yeah.
And the best gift that you can give...
When you're not yourself when you're hungry, you know? Give them stickers.
Yeah. Hopefully they'll educate themselves. What do you think, Shay?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Let's go share it.
Let's go. Come on. How are you guys doing?
Okay, make sure you stay in the confinement.
Yeah. Yeah. Water? Some water?
What time is call prayer?
What time? Water?
No, I asked
would you like some water?
Call a prayer.
We got some.
We pray five times a day. There's all throughout
the
day.
What time?
You want to check a schedule?
Gotta give you some food.
Would you like some apples? I'm sorry? I'm sorry. We're offering you food and water.
That's not halal.
Let's take. You know what? We'll take apples a great. Sit. Check it out. Look.
You didn't know that?
Yeah. Let's do this.
This is not meat. It's an apple.
Here's. You know what? Here's a beautiful thing.
And why did you talk so bad about?
Here's a beautiful thing. Here's a beautiful thing.
God
Almighty brought you guys here for a reason. So now you get educated. You get exactly. So I understand. But we have a great opportunity. Look, we have a great opportunity because you guys are obviously victims to the hate propaganda. So now, have you been educated on submission to the will of God?
What's your question?
So what
I just want to learn about Islam.
All right, let me tell you. So in Islam,
listen. Well, let us.
Ask a question.
Okay, so in Islam, we believe in one God. We don't worship idols. We don't worship people. We love Jesus. We love Moses. We love Abraham. We love Muhammad. We believe they're all prophets of God. We believe that one true God that Jesus worshipped is the same one true God we worship. I'm glad you got some information now.
Yeah, there's six articles of faith. There's six articles of faith. The belief in one God, to believe in the angels, the books that were revealed, the messengers. Are you with me so far?
Yes.
The day of judgment and the predestiny. After that, if you guys accept pure absolute monotheism, the same way of life that Jesus followed, the same way of life that Moses and Abraham, pure absolute.
Look,
pure. But look, pay attention. You got a great opportunity here. Now you do the five pillars. This is the meat and potatoes of Islam, okay? You establish.
Okay, can I ask?
Let me just say, no, but you're being. Let me help you, please.
Halal meat and potatoes.
That's
halal meat potatoes.
Yes, as Jesus say. Yes. Then you have the testimony of faith, like in John 17:3, that there's only one. That this is life eternal. That they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus, who you sent. That's literally the shahada that during Jesus' time you would make, the testimony of faith. You with me? Then you establish what he's asking about: prayer, five times a day.
Do you eat pork?
I just had some, man.
Did Jesus eat pork?
I don't know.
You don't know?
You got to read the Bible.
Leviticus 11:7-8. Here's what it says. Parasites love pigs, okay? And they carry numerous parasites. And study after study proves this. In fact, according to a CDC study, they said pork is the primary source of trichinosis infections in the entire world. It's also one of the top for tapeworms, according to the World Health Organization, CDC. It's one of the top sources of toxoplasmosis. And from a biblical standpoint, when you read Leviticus 11:7-8, here's what it says. And the pig, because it parts the hoof, and is cloven footed, but does not chew the cud, it is unclean for you. You shall not eat any of their flesh, and you shall not touch their carcasses, for they are unclean. So there are so many reasons not to eat pork. Pork carries parasites. Pork has poor detox channels. The Bible, science supports this. There are a lot of reasons not to consume pork.
So when you talk about halal repeatedly, you know Jesus ate halal. The zabiha that is makes meat halal is the way Jesus ate.
Jesus said nothing God makes is unclean.
Okay,
I read that in the Bible.
Let me ask you something. Would you eat poison?
It's not poison.
Would you?
We already eat poison with all the high fructose corn syrup.
Again, now you're jumping from the question, right?
So there are things that are not meant.
Huh?
I can't talk.
No, you don't have to. But as I was explaining, see, Islam is based on 6 articles of faith. One is to believe in one and only one God, the same God of Jesus, Abraham, Moses. The second article of faith is the belief in the angels and in the books that were revealed to the messengers. This is like the meat and potatoes of submission to the will of God. Okay, and this is what we're here trying to educate our fellow Americans and others. Then you have the messengers that were revealed, that revealed the books, the day of judgment, and the predestiny of God. This is the if you believe this, you're basically a Muslim. You can't talk though, you said, but just nod your head. Do you believe there's only one and only one God? That's it. Do you believe that nothing should be worshipped except the creator of the heavens and earth? Do you believe Jesus now, right? That he was sent by God or he's literally God? Which one? He was sent by God. You're basically a Muslim. This is basically it. I don't think anything right there from the 6 articles of faith you'd reject. If I was talking about aliens being God, you'd be like, who the hell is this guy? Now, if you accept that, now there's the 5 pillars. The 5 pillars is to believe in only one and only one God, the testimony of faith. Muhammad is the messenger. This would automatically include all the preceding messengers. Jesus being one of them. If you say one disrespectful thing about Jesus, this will take you to the hellfire. Just disrespecting Jesus at all. Then you have the prayer 5 times a day. You have the charity to the poor, not to the Pope or to the religious leader, but to the poor, right? You know what's interesting? They say that if everyone paid this poor tax, it would eradicate poverty in the world. There would be no poor, hungry people. Interesting. And then fasting during the month of Ramadan, just like Jesus fasted. And then you have also Hajj, which the Bible calls Becca. This is the first house of worship built to commemorate the worship of one God. That's Islam. Submission to the creator, not the creation. Now, I can understand, as an American myself, I would be also fearful if I hear a lot of this propaganda that's out there. Much propaganda, you know, this hate machine that's pumping it, you understand? And now you're swallowing it. You think somebody's going to come and, you know, invade your country, all this. This is all nonsense, hogwash. You get what I'm saying? So that's why we're here, to educate, because educate, as Nelson Mandela said, no one is born hating, right? Nobody's born hating, you understand? So we got to teach them. They were taught hate. We got to teach them how to love. So we're here. If you have any questions, please. The best thing is sit, to talk, to communicate.
Just like kosher was, just like the God. Let me ask you something. Would you eat poison?
It's not poison.
Would you?
We already eat poison with all the high fructose corn syrup.
Now you're jumping to the question, right? So there are things that are there. In fact, in the Old Testament, the same way that the God you believe in ordained is forbidden as well. Kosher meat. So if you don't believe that your God ordained, well, did your God ordain it in the Old Testament or not?
The law was fulfilled. The laws of Moses were fulfilled.
But it was the way of God, right? Is the way that Jesus ate meat
Jesus
was that way.
Said that no. Nothing God makes is unclean.
Okay, look. Again, did Jesus eat pork?
I don't know. I didn't watch Jesus eat.
Go look it up. You can Google it. You
Jesus
can read
didn't
a
have to eat. He is God.
Did he live kosher? Jesus didn't eat.
He didn't have to eat.
He didn't eat?
So the last Jesus supper
ate. It's optional.
Okay, he is God. How come you didn't know the hour? You got no answer. None of you guys.
So whatever.
Did he know the hour? You see, nobody has an answer.
But what hour is your call to prayer?
Did he know the hour?
What hour is your call to prayer?
Jump, because you have no answer. Have a good one.
So this is what's happening. So we haven't even officially opened the educational center, brothers and sisters, and you can see what we're up against. These people need education. They're victims to the hate propaganda. That's why we need your support.
We need your
support to help us to go ahead and get disseminate to disseminate the truth. Many people like this. What's your name, sir?
The law was fulfilled.
Nice to meet you. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
See, Sparky and people like this, they're victims to the hate propaganda. Millions are being pushed, pumping and pumping, you know, the American people out here. And they think that Muslims are the boogeyman. They're coming to get you, right? And we need to go ahead and educate the humanity. We need to educate the humanity That's why we have the Educational Dawah Center, to help educate people like this. That's the only way forward, to educate them, to help them understand that Muslims are here, submitters to God, trying to help the community, to help serve humanity, just like Jesus, Moses, Abraham did. We're here, we need your support. There's five prayers, right? One is before the, after the break of dawn.
Yeah.
And there's, you have to get an app, right? And then you open the app, and then it'll tell you, you got certain prayers of time.
Brother.
Yeah, but here, before that, you know, let me ask you this. Do you, in your very nature, look, something that just connects, that nothing should be worshipped except the creator of the heavens and earth. Do you accept that?
The
God of Jesus.
Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
So do you agree
not
that...
Not Muhammad.
I'm not saying, asking that, but
he's
do you...
not in the Bible.
Do you, I understand. Do you believe that nothing should be worshipped except the creator of the heavens and earth? No one, nothing. Not the sun, not the moon, nothing. Not Muhammad, nobody. Do you
don't say, worship Muhammad?
I'm just asking a simple question. No, we don't.
No.
That's,
then why is he so special?
No. Just because Jesus is special. The same way Jesus is special.
Yeah, but Jesus
that's why,
is God.
No, let me ask you something. Look, just the same way, the first question. Do you believe nothing should be worshipped except the one who created creation? Does that make sense?
I don't know. Can you tell me what...
Look, we got to go from first grade, then we get to second and third. Do you agree that nothing should be worshipped except the creator of the heavens and earth? Nothing at all.
I finished...
Does that make sense?
I finished school a long time ago, brother.
See? Well, guys, we have the gifts for you. Thank you guys for coming.
Eric.
Did you guys eat? Did you guys eat?
Of course we ate. I just had pork.
Can I
do an interview?
Thank you guys for coming. Listen. Did you guys take the Quran? Would you like to read for yourself?
Oh, I would love.
Oh, you're giving us a free Quran?
Yes.
Free Quran. We will take free
Quran.
And free halal meat.
Good meeting you guys. I know. They know.
No free halal meat.
They just want people to basically react.
We have the security giving great advice. Okay. They're just looking for a reaction. They're looking for trouble. We're here to educate humanity. And you see, brothers and sisters, what we're up against. But alhamdulillah, we're going to continue striving to get the Dawah Center, the educational center, open so we can go ahead and educate humanity on the most misunderstood way of life. We need your support right now. Assalamu alaikum. We're having a conference on the gratitude to the Creator, to Allah, the Almighty. And you see, you got the hate provocateurs, they're already here. We need your support, brothers and sisters, to help, to facilitate, to complete everything, and to go ahead and combat this kind of hate that's out there. It's interesting. I'm talking to the individual who's running the camera. He said, I can't talk. And I'm asking him very simple questions. Do you agree that there's nothing worthy worship except the creator of the heavens and earth? I was like, just nod if you agree. He's like, yes, he's agreed. This is the cameraman, right?
I was shocked. Every single question that you asked him regarding the six articles of faith, you know, do you believe in one Allah? He shook his head. You believe in, you know, the messengers, you know, the revelations? He shook his head to every single question.
And then later he's telling my cameraman, he's like, man, he's apologizing to him. So the good people, they see the good message, the pure message of absolute monotheism. And that's what we're trying to convey to them. That's the whole message of Islam. Submission to the creator, not the creation, right? And most people, they can see this kind of behavior. This is only hurting. I mean, people, they're calling themselves Christians. These are the fanatics. They don't represent Christianity, nor would he try to tie them to Christianity, but they claim they're Christians, right? So, brothers and sisters, we're here. We're trying to do the good work. We need your support. Click the link below. Donate right now. Help us to finish and help us to get open. Assalamu alaikum. With all the drama, look, we got good news. Look at this. I just finished talking to you guys, and I have, what's your name?
Lynn.
He said, are you Dean? I said, yes. And then go ahead. We have not met before, and now she's introducing herself. And what were you about to tell me?
I was about to tell you that my grandson, William, recently converted about a year ago, and he's just so excited to be here today, and he was so excited because you were going to be here today as well. And we just want you to know that seeing this really
you saw that
us, it really that's my husband sitting in the car, that's his grandfather, I'm his grandmother, we've raised William, and to watch that is so upsetting, to know that this is what the world is, because we see the goodness in you and in all these people. And I tell everybody that the best friends I have met in the last year and a half have been Muslim people. That's the very best people I have met, the kindest people, the nicest people, just, I don't even know what to say. I'm devastated by what I've seen here. Mm-hmm. I'm absolutely devastated. And thank you for hosting this. Thank you for doing this. William never slept last night. He was excited.
Yeah, he's so excited. I look forward to meeting him too. Yes,
and I wanted to show you his picture.
How long ago? So this is your...
My grandson.
Your grandson.
Yes.
This is her grandson.
This is William.
He recently accepted Islam. Wow.
He goes to Jesus Son of Mary in Tampa.
Yes, yes.
And he's here with his friends. They just went out for something to eat real fast, and he's going to be back in a minute. And I just thought I want to meet you, because Islam has changed William in the most amazing ways. Most amazing ways. And I'm proud. He's trying to convert my husband and I every day. And we're getting close.
Yeah.
We're getting close to it because we see the good. We see the goodness. We see the goodness of it all. And thank you.
Even the cameraman, as I was explaining, I'm explaining Islam to him. He says, I can't talk. They're cameraman, the guy on the right. And I'm like, just not if you agree. And I'm explaining the essence of Islam, that there's nothing worthy of worship except the one who created creation. Does that make sense? Do you agree with that? And I'm explaining it. And he's nodding his head. He's literally nodding his head.
Yeah. And the thing is that what people are not understanding, what a peaceful religion it is. People don't get that. And it's unfortunate that there are radicals in all the world.
In all religions, yes. In all religions.
And I just feel so thankful that William found Islam and that he is following it. And he's taught my husband and I so much.
Yes.
So much. And as I told you, I have my best friends are Muslim today because of all of this.
Yeah.
And such great people.
We're trying to, bring them some food, some water, some quilts, and try to give them, some educational material, showing that there's no secret here. You can come and learn, right?
Exactly.
But then they're really instigating. They're just looking for some kind of snippet, something, that they can go ahead and get views, clicks, and whoever
else. Exactly.
But I sometimes feel, go ahead, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, at Jesus Son of Mary, that William goes to, he goes all day. He just doesn't want to be out of there all day. He's 20 now. But they've invited me. And I've said, well, we come. And they invite me. And every single person invites me every day to come in. And I love it. I love it. Am I going to convert? Probably yes.
Wow.
Probably yes. My husband? Probably yes. It's getting... My husband just greeted the other gentleman that was with you.
Yes.
Was in the car of them. My husband just greeted. I said, what if... And he said that saying that you say when you greet people.
Peace be with... Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah.
Which means peace be with you.
It's exactly what my... And I looked at my husband and I said, wow, you just said that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, thank you.
Thank you for what you do. God bless you. Thank you. And
thank you.
We look forward to, just... meeting your grandson, and thank you for coming. And this is the mission, because me also as an American, I love my country.
Of course.
And I want good for America. And I see that many people like this have also become victims of the hate propaganda.
That's right.
People are trying to divide us. Mm-hmm. And now education is so important. So that's our mission here, to educate humanity, to educate Americans on the most misunderstood way of life. And if people have open minds, open hearts, perspectives can change, and hearts can change for the better. And at the end, we can be civil to agree to disagree.
Right.
But the good news is, look, Muslims, Islam is here. Submission to the will of the Creator is here. It's not going anywhere, right?
Sorry to interrupt you. You know what my grandson was saying? If there are 2 billion Christians and there are 2 billion Muslims, and we all believe in God, why fight each other instead of be together and fight the ungodly and bring them?
We have to learn to work together, yes.
Right.
On a commonality, on things that we agree upon. There's so many of those things. There's so many commonalities. But again, there's this force that's trying to divide us, but I'm so happy to meet people like you who can see past, who've seen past the propaganda, and now you're so happy. You're standing in front of, she's standing here. I just met her, and she's standing here, right? We're not even officially open. We're trying to get open, brother, sister. We need your support. And you can see, alhamdulillah, with all the, which is basically hallelujah, praise be to God. Allahu Akbar, God is the greatest, and we're here with all the drama. Allah, God Almighty sends us the good news. I look forward to meeting your grand, William.
I would love
Thank you
to.
For coming. Thank you so much. We're meeting the grandfather of William also here.
Yes, sir.
He's here visiting.
Hi.
This is William's
grandson. Grandson, William.
Yes.
We're proud of you, Will.
Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Both my husband and
Have you guys been inside yet?
No, we have not.
You want to take you in? You want to see what's...
I don't have any.
No, come on.
Come on. Let's go.
Jacques.
Yeah, he had the back surgery.
Yes.
I mean, so sideways. I'm a little slow.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
I just walk slowly.
You're welcome.
Yeah. How you guys doing? You're more than welcome. Welcome to the community.
Thank you. Thank you for coming, guys.
We have PT. You don't have to record from here. You can come and join us.
You want to go inside here and record?
We welcome you.
Yeah. No problem.
And we, as Muslims, we are welcoming your guests. So if you would like to join us for free food, please sit down and ask us any questions. We are your neighbors, and we have no issues with being here.
We love that neighbor.
Record me as well.
All right, guys. Have a nice day.
Seriously, I mean, off camera and all that, if you want to join us, see what we're doing, you're more than welcome. We love to give an interview.
We know what you're doing.
What are we doing?
We know.
What are we doing? What do you think we're doing?
I'll interview you, but you're not going to like what I have to say.
Okay, sure.
You're not.
Are you?
Remember what happened in Dearborn? Jake?
Yeah. Jake is not even...
Are you? I wouldn't go there.
Okay. Thank you.
We know what you guys are doing. I wouldn't go in there.
I'm not a Dearborn, Michigan.
Look, I know
because
none of that would happen here.
I'm not from
here.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. Have a good day.